Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Tonight, the severe storm threat as we come on the air on the heels of deadly tropical storm Claudette. A state of emergency declared in Alabama after Claudette left at least 14 dead, 9 of them children, killed in a horrific pileup on a slick highway. Tornadoes touching down in the south and the Midwest, a potential EF3 in the Chicago suburbs. And tonight, more severe weather on the move, 37 million at risk from Tennessee up through Maine. Al Roker timing it out for us. Also, new concerns over the Delta variant, the state's most at risk, and the alarming data from the CDC on vaccinations. The new warning for younger Americans. Travel troubles as summer heats up. Why American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights, even as the TSA hits a new pandemic record. And on board the first U.S. test cruise in 15 months, is the industry ready to set sail again? The major victory for college athletes at the Supreme Court in their battle with the NCAA. Amazon's Prime Day is here, but this summer, rivals are offering dueling deals. And history in the NFL, the first active player to come out as gay.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. Claudette is making her way out to sea tonight, but not before the tropical storm took a deadly and damaging swing at the Gulf Coast and southeast, causing at least 14 deaths and spawning destructive tornadoes. Alabama taking the brunt of it, parts of it under states of emergency tonight. Another violent weather outbreak causing damage and injuries outside of Chicago overnight. And as we come on the air, big parts of the Northeast are under severe thunderstorm alerts and warnings. Al Roker is tracking it all, but let's begin with Kathy Park in Alabama.
Tonight, the Southeast picking up the pieces after a lashing from Tropical Storm Claudette. Alabama's governor declaring a state of emergency in 8 counties so residents like Destiny Ward can rebuild.
Is that your trailer over there?
Yes, all that's inclusive in my trailer.
She survived a tornado with 3 young kids by her side.
I picked my 1-year-old daughter up and had her on my chest, and then my other 2 kids ran up to my legs, and the moment that happened, you can feel the trailer lift up and fly.
The weather took several unexpected turns throughout the day. The local fire chief just came out telling us to take cover and to leave the area immediately because another strong storm is headed this way.
The severe weather also being blamed for at least 14 deaths. Officials say a hydroplaning car triggered a multi-vehicle wreck in southern Alabama, killing 10. Most of the victims were children, ages 4 to 17, traveling in a small bus owned by a residential home for youth.
I've never seen anything like it. It was horrific.
And overnight, more extreme weather in the Midwest, activating tornado sirens in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville. Intense winds, snapping trees, and downing power lines.
This went through very quickly, and it's amazing the power of what weather can do in high winds.
Forecasters saying the system energized Claudette once more before pushing out to sea. A dangerous start to the first full day of summer and the beginning of hurricane season.
And Kathy, as we noted at the top, the threat of severe weather isn't over.
Lester, that is right. The severe threat isn't over, and that is a big concern here on the ground with the cleanup efforts already underway. Many people say it could take a matter of months. It took just seconds for folks to lose just about everything. Lester?
All right, Kathy, thanks. Let's drill down on that next threat now with tens of millions still at risk. Al Roker is here. Al, what can we expect?
Lester, we're not done by a long shot. We've got 1,000 miles worth of severe thunderstorm watches tonight as a front makes its way toward the northeast. 37 million people at risk for winds of over 70 miles per hour, damaging winds, hail, tornadoes possible. The greatest risk, Maine to Tennessee tonight. Tomorrow, the heavy rain shifts down to the southeast with downpours, heavy flooding, 1 to 2 inches of rain in the northeast, but we're looking anywhere 3 inches or more through the southeast. Lester?
Al Roker tonight, thank you. Let's turn now to the increasing threat from the Delta coronavirus variant. The World Health Organization warning it will pick off the more vulnerable more efficiently, especially where vaccination rates are low. Our national correspondent, Miguel Almaguer, has the latest.
As our nation returns closer to pre-pandemic life, tonight the Delta variant is COVID's most serious threat. The most dangerous strain so far, now contributing to a rise in infections in 8 states. Just as concerts sell out and summer crowds return to popular venues, the unvaccinated could prolong and exacerbate the pandemic.
It's starting to accelerate really quickly in the U.S. So last week, about 10% of the virus isolates were the Delta variant. Now it's up to 19%, so it seems to have pretty regular doubling.
While 65% of adults are at least partially vaccinated, the Delta variant has now been detected in nearly every state and is gaining a stronger foothold in regions highlighted here with low vaccination rates. In Missouri, the Delta variant has been found in wastewater, showing its vast community spread.
It's coming. You're at risk. You're a sitting duck if you're not vaccinated.
Across the country, the vaccine holdouts remain the young. Less than 40% are inoculated, compared to more than double that rate for seniors. But perhaps those most in jeopardy are children under 12 who can't yet get vaccinated.
When you're vaccinated, you serve as a wall, as a barrier to infection coming into your home, into your community. The more of us that can get vaccinated, the bigger of a wall we can build around our children who are still too young to get vaccinated. It's how we protect our kids.
Described as COVID on steroids, the Delta variant is fueling the next wave of cases here in the U.S. But experts say if enough people get vaccinated, there won't be a surge. Lester?
A reminder, we're not done with this yet. Miguel, thanks. You can make a plan for when and where to get vaccinated. Visit planyourvaccine.com for more. In just 60 seconds, hundreds of flights canceled and thousands of passengers stranded as airlines struggle to meet surging demand and the major change to a tax benefit so many families count on.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Join Hoda Kotb for a brand new season of her podcast, Making Space.
For season 5, I am making space to talk to people who are providing a sense of hope and inspiration when life changes course.
Uplifting conversations with inspiring individuals like NFL legend Drew Brees, singer-songwriter Ziggy Marley, and Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie as you have never heard her before.
I found faith more viscerally, not because the bad thing didn't happen, but because it did.
I promise you, like me, will leave these conversations with some wisdom for your own journey, empowered and inspired to make space in your own life.
New episodes of Making Space with Hoda Kotb are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
A big victory for student athletes tonight and a big loss for the NCAA. The Supreme Court ruling that it cannot restrict academic perks that student athletes receive. So could this lead to college athletes eventually getting paid? Here's Pete Williams.
The decision was a shutout, a unanimous ruling against the NCAA's claim that limits on classroom perks for athletes help preserve the amateur status of college sports, which it says is essential to the fans. The court said the NCAA cannot limit education-related benefits, including computers, musical instruments, and scholarships or internships after student athletes are no longer playing. The ruling did not directly address the bigger issue, whether student athletes can be paid, but it suggested the NCAA might lose on that too. A victory for former Clemson football player Martin Jenkins, one of the players who sued.
It is an absolute win, and I'm thrilled for what the future is. I'm glad these gates are finally being burst open.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America.
I'm gonna play meet and go out straight up.
He said restaurants, for example, can't band together to cut wages for their employees on the theory that customers prefer food prepared by low-paid cooks.
This could be the beginning of the end for the college amateurism model and open the door for college athletes to receive
payment to play, payment to attend a school or transfer school.
The NCAA must soon decide what to do about a growing number of state laws that explicitly allow athletes to be paid for the use of their names or likenesses. The ruling is a blow to a system that generates billions for everyone but the athletes. Tonight, the NCAA says it hopes Congress will now act to limit how they can be paid. Lester?
All right, Pete Williams, thank you. For the first time ever today, an active player in the NFL announced he is gay. Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib made the announcement on Instagram, yep, saying he has the best life, the best family, friends, and job a guy can ask for. Americans are traveling again and planning to vacation with a vengeance. Tonight, how this has caught at least one airline off guard and how the cruise industry is getting ready to set sail again. We begin with Tom Costello.
From checkpoints to coach to customs, an unexpected crush of flyers eager for a post-COVID escape. More than 2 million passengers on Sunday, the most since before the pandemic, forcing airlines to scramble. Throw in bad weather and stranded passengers, and American Airlines was forced to cancel 400 flights over the weekend, hundreds more today. Thousands of travelers affected and plans to cancel up to 80 per day till mid-July.
The thing about airlines is you can't just turn a light switch and have them restart again.
After pandemic furloughs and early retirements, American is now short on ground staff, flight attendants, and pilots who must go through retraining before returning. Just as families like Brittany Harrison and her girls take to the skies.
We're just going to get the girls out on the beach and, you know, just have a great time.
The airline already notifying July passengers if their flights are changing.
It may mean you're booked on an earlier flight, a later flight, or you're routed through a city you weren't expecting.
American says we made targeted changes with the goal of impacting the fewest number of customers. American is struggling but still flying more flights than its competitors as everyone ramps up to handle the passenger surge. Meanwhile, with an unprecedented increase in unruly, disruptive, even violent behavior on board, often over the mask mandate, the nation's airlines are tonight asking the Justice Department to fully prosecute anyone who behaves violently towards flight crews or passengers, pushing for fines and jail time. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.
This is Kerry Sanders at Port Miami, where for 15 months there have been no passengers. But on Sunday, a cruise ship with volunteer passengers finally set sail. Freedom of the Seas now putting Royal Caribbean's new COVID health and safety protocols to the test. The two-day cruise around the Bahamas with employees as passengers. Everyone vaccinated. The proof of performance trip required by the Centers for Disease Control.
We have spent a lot of time as a company and as an industry thinking through a lot of what needs to be done, and that gives me confidence.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis established a new law in the state. No company can require citizens prove they're vaccinated. That no vaccine passport law also applies to cruise ships.
You had people flying on airplanes, going to theme parks, doing all, but somehow this one industry was being shut down by an agency that didn't really have the legal authority to do that.
The first cruise since the pandemic with paying passengers is scheduled to leave on Saturday. Lester?
All right, Kerry, thanks. Let's talk about a big change coming to a tax break so many families depend on, the child tax credit. Stephanie Rule has what you need to know.
Good morning, girls.
Connie Sierra lives in San Antonio, Texas, with her family, including two school-aged special needs kids. Right. She's the sole breadwinner.
Can you get me the brush?
Finances are always tight. The pandemic made them untenable.
It's been really difficult to stay above water with the grocery bill going up anywhere from 5 to 10% every single week.
Every year, Connie, along with millions of American families, relies on the child tax credit she receives when filing her taxes. But this summer, that once-a-year benefit becomes monthly.
The fact that it's moved to monthly, does that make a big difference in your life?
Yes, it makes a huge difference. It means we don't have to put off all the little things.
Families will receive $300 a month for every child under the age of six and $250 for those up to 17 years old, with the credit phasing out the more parents earn. Another change, more families will receive the benefit.
If you didn't make enough money to file your taxes, you actually were ineligible for the child tax credit.
Now the Biden administration expects nearly 90% of children will qualify.
This policy change has the potential to reduce the rate of child poverty in the United States by nearly half.
While expanding the tax credit will cost an estimated $100 billion a year, experts say child poverty currently costs nearly $1 trillion annually. For Connie and so many families, this monthly support could provide the stability they need.
We'd actually have that little bit of a buffer and maybe be able to build our savings back up.
Stephanie, these payments end in December, correct?
Yes, they do. However, as part of President Biden's infrastructure plan, he wants to extend them until 2025. And that's being negotiated by lawmakers right now. Lester?
Stephanie, thank you. Now to our series, The Future of the Force. After a year of facing unrest, more and more police officers are leaving the job. And many say morale has plummeted. Gabe Gutierrez reports from Portland, Oregon.
Night after night after night. The clashes in Portland were relentless, and many police officers felt targeted.
Morale, I think, is at an all-time low now.
The precinct where Officer Kruta Runsuk works is still boarded up more than a year after George Floyd's murder.
We're being held responsible for the actions of an officer that's across the country, and I don't think that's fair.
Since last July, at least 115 Portland officers have left the force, either by resigning or retiring. There are now barely 800 left. Just last week, members of the city's rapid response team resigned from that unit after one officer was charged with excessive force during a protest last year.
We're stereotyped. And we're
Daryl Turner is the police union's executive director, who retired in January.
We're dealing with rioting at a level and a sustained violence that we've never seen before, gun violence in our city like we've never seen before. We're looking at the most catastrophic staffing levels we've ever seen before.
It's a problem that's exploded nationwide. Several cities have faced calls to defund the police. Others have slashed budgets due to COVID. More and more officers say they feel villainized like never before.
A survey of about 200 police departments finds that retirements are up 45% and resignations 18% when compared with the previous year.
We've reached a breaking point.
Sergeant Jake Verhalen in Folsom, California, says Floyd's death has rippled across even smaller departments like his, where recruiting new officers is getting much harder.
Some of it has to do with pay and benefits, but I think there is a bigger picture, and that being this public discourse, if you will, against the police, and some young people perhaps are asking themselves the question, is that really a career path that I want to go down?
In Richmond, Virginia, Officer Carol Adams is now trying to mend relationships within her community. As a black woman, last year's protest felt even more personal.
I'm standing as a human being, and I'm processing as a human being.
Do you think you can help me with the dollar?
I'm going to give you a dollar, too. You can't separate me. You can't make me one or the other. I'm both.
That duality, even more drastic, as many officers say within months they went from being considered heroes on the front lines to enemies.
It all boils down to these three main concepts of being underfunded, understaffed, and undersupported.
And now uncertainty about their future. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Portland, Oregon.
Up next, as we continue tonight, scoring the best deals on Amazon and other competing retailers. Amazon's annual Prime Day event has arrived, but this year the online giant has a lot of competition. Vicky Nguyen now with The Price You Pay.
Amazon Prime Day, the cousin to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, prompting the family of mega retailers to supercharge summer spending.
Consumers should expect big sales from Amazon, but also from lots of competitors. Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Best Buy, Kohl's.
Retail experts say expect the best deals on small home appliances, robotic and stick vacuums, beauty products, and toys. Amazon promising 2 million deals, including a 32-inch smart TV for $129. Target has an electric razor for $100, and Walmart selling the Nest doorbell camera for $149. Use price comparison sites like Camelizer and Popcart to make sure the sale really is a good deal. To stretch your dollar, shop through cashback apps or websites like Coupon Cabin and Rakuten.
If Walmart and Target and Amazon all have the same price, but you find a 6% cashback offer, you've automatically saved yourself 6% more.
And to avoid overspending, make a list, set a budget, and do your homework by looking at verified and professional reviews. Always read the one-star reviews for red flags.
If you have buyer's remorse once the boxes show up, returns are easier than ever. Whole Foods, Kohl's, and UPS, among the many stores now accepting your unwanted items. Just have that return code ready, and remember, you have 30 days to get your refund. Lester?
All right, Vicky, thank you. A follow-up now on those high lumber prices we reported on. Now they're falling substantially as people are getting out and cutting back on home projects. Lumber futures, and yes, there is such a thing, are down more than 50% for the year. With just over a month until the Tokyo Olympics, organizers announced today that up to 10,000 fans can attend events despite ongoing COVID concerns. Masks will be required and cheering is prohibited. No foreign fans are permitted. That's nightly news for this Monday. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.